Can you hear me?
Man, feels like forever since we made one of these things.
Oh, I've never seen you in a face mask before. That was weird.
Tell me about it.
That was creepy.
There's a lot of people in the building today.
I don't know what's going on.
We went from having like 5 people here to what feels like a million. I mean, it's probably like 8.
Yeah, but it feels like a million you've been working with nobody.
Ugh. But it's nice to be back in the saddle again.
Tyler, is that you?
You can't tell which one was me and which one was Steven Tyler.
Well, with that mask on. Also, I just noticed, too, I just saw you using a pen. You're sitting at your desk writing with a pen, and I'm like, never seen him write with a pen before.
No.
Do you even know how to write?
If you looked at my printing, you would be like, no.
Like, I know you can type on a computer keyboard.
Yeah.
I've seen you text, but I've never seen you actually pick up a pen and put that pen to paper.
It's odd when you think about it. I'm like, how often do I put a pen to paper? You could probably count on one hand per year.
Like, I've even tried to give you a piece of paper with something on it, and you're like, nope, I'm good.
No, thank you.
Now I just need to see you eat and use the bathroom. That sounds exceptionally creepy, but what I mean by that is we've worked together for 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Not once have I seen you eat. Not once have I seen you in the bathroom here.
We've never
run into each other in the bathroom.
No.
Not once.
I'm a home player. I have my routines down, dialed in.
Yeah.
I mean, some days I cut it close, but like I have it dialed in so that I avoid the bathrooms here.
Like I know that you might not be a home field player when it comes to, you know, the number twosie, but every now and again, don't you just need to make some room for another, well, not coffee, but another water?
No.
Really?
Not once.
Have you ever been inside the bathrooms here?
I haven't been in those bathrooms in probably 3 years.
Huh. I went into the women's bathroom here the other day. It was like 4 in the morning. There was nobody around, but I had to go in there for, I can't remember why.
To see if they have a couch?
No, I heard water running.
Oh.
That's what to see if they had a couch. Oh no, they had other things. No, I could hear like that hiss, that like water was running somewhere. So I went in there. They've got hand lotion. They've got body spray. Like,
oh,
what's the girl version of Axe? Like that kind of stuff.
Okay, I see.
They've got a basket full of toiletries, things that I don't understand, that don't make sense to me, but they've got all that stuff. They don't have a couch, though.
That's probably because in the men's room, you know, people have put boogers on the wall over the urinals.
In the grout line?
Yeah, and missed the urinal. And like, maybe we just had that privilege taken away.
Oh, this just got really gross. But you know what time it is?
Yay! A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size, so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair.
I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly. We are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Mm. We've been away for a while.
We have been.
We did this all summer long. I'd take a week off. You'd take a week off. We were together in this building for maybe 2 weeks over the entire summer.
Yeah, and for all the time we took off, I think we went a grand total of 5 kilometers out of the city.
Yeah.
There's no traveling happening.
No.
Did nothing.
Nowhere. But it's good to be back. It's good to be doing another one of these podcasts. This week, places that make you uncomfortable.
Like businesses and whatnot.
Well, I was at a farmer's market with my beautiful bride because she likes farmer's markets.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what the farmer's market represents. Like, I love the fact that you take people, small business people who normally wouldn't have an audience, and you put them in front of an audience. That's what a farmer's market is.
Yeah. I need my farm fresh green beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need them.
But for some reason, I'm wildly uncomfortable there. I just stare at the ground. I stand, there should be a stripe, maybe a 2-3 foot wide stripe down the middle of the farmer's market, a yellow stripe where if you're standing on it, everybody has to leave you alone. It's like no man's land. It's sort of out of bounds or something.
Yeah.
But I find there's nowhere I can stand where people will just leave me alone.
No, they want to pull you in so they can sell you their homemade honey.
Which I'd be okay with homemade honey, but It's the person that has poured their heart and soul into making scented candles. I don't see a point in my life where I'm ever going to utter the phrase, you know what would make this moment better? Scented candles. I will never say that. I respect what you do with wax and scents, but I don't want to buy them. So stop yelling at me to come to your table to look at your scented candles. It's making me uncomfortable. Yeah. And it makes you look needy.
Yeah, it's called a hard sell.
There should be no hard sell at the farmer's market.
No, I don't need a hard sell on nectarines.
Oh, so we just started talking about this the other day. Places that make you uncomfortable. I think yours, you said car dealership.
Car dealership, yeah. Like, it was about a year ago I was in the market for a new car, and there are some dealerships that as soon as you step foot into the parking lot, you are swarmed by someone who's asking a million questions, and I don't have the answers.
Yeah. What kind of horsepower are you looking for? I couldn't answer that question. I don't know if I want 6 horsepower or 1600. I don't know what's better.
Yeah, I have no idea. And then I start to forget the things that I do know. They'll be like, oh, so what are you driving now? What year is that? And I'm like, suddenly I don't remember. And I'm like, I don't know. Then I look like an idiot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know a lot about vehicles. That vehicle I drive right now, people ask me all the time, what engine does that one have in it? I'm like, I don't know. Gas? But apparently there's like 3 or 4 different engines you can get in that vehicle. And I just know it gets really good gas mileage and it pulls the crap out of a travel trailer.
And it has 4 tires.
4 tires. It's silver. I hear the good ones are silver. So, I don't know. On one hand, it's like I'm proud of the fact that there's not a lot of toxic masculinity in our show, in our podcast. But at the same time, we could probably use a little toxins.
Yeah, we could probably juice it up a bit.
Yeah, we could take it up one little notch.
So, we need to learn something about our cars.
Yeah. This is from Nicole. What makes me uncomfortable? Going into a retail store and you're the only one in there.
Oh.
I feel like they're watching your every move. I won't go into a store unless at least one other person is in there. Guess it's the introvert me doesn't like attention. I just always think that they're staring at me like I'm there to steal.
I know. Well, I feel, or they've been alone all day now that finally someone to talk to and I'm going to be that sounding board.
And they're going to be extra needy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's a game changer is going shopping with headphones in.
Oh, that seems rude. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Maybe you are.
Oh.
Because I find it as a good way. They see me with headphones in. They're like, whoo, I can't ask this guy if he needs help.
He can't even hear me.
He's got things going on.
What's with people in headphones? And you know what I'm seeing all the time now, too? And if I preface this by saying not to be judgmental, does that make me judgmental?
It means we know what's coming.
Yeah.
The judgment train is chugging.
Yeah, and it's headed down the track
towards
Garnville right now. Because I live a life of leisure, and you do as well, we have a lot of free time. I wander around all afternoon. I go for long walks in the park. I ride my bike. I see so many young moms now out with their kids, like little kids, and they're just walking in the park, whatever, and the mom will have headphones in. And does...
It's like, on one hand, maybe there might be a sound or noise you need to hear.
And I understand, as a person who has raised children, I get that. You need a break from those kids.
Yes.
But that break usually came at nap time or bedtime. When you're with your kid and your kid is holding your hand or whatever, don't you want to be there for them to answer the 400 questions they're going to ask you while you're at the park? I understand it's an exhausting job, but I just see so many people now wearing headphones when they're with their kids.
As a parent that has been through the trenches, that has taken some grenades, and just needs 5 minutes to listen to what I assume is Slipknot or...
Oh, ICP.
ICP, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to forget their sorrows.
Okay, bring on the judgmental train.
All right.
I'm uncomfortable buying perfume. It's overwhelming, and after a while, all the smells are the same. Well, then stop buying perfume.
It is true. You get into those stores, and like, you can't tell one smell from another.
Yeah. Somebody else said, I am uncomfortable in any restaurant that is not a chain restaurant. I'm not adventurous with food. I don't like surprises. Ooh.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's like...
But isn't a chicken strip a chicken strip?
Yeah, I was going to say a burger is a burger.
Yeah. Have you ever had a burger where you're like, this is a terrible burger?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Sure. I mean, I'll still eat it.
Well,
I've never had one bad enough that I'll say, this is not for me.
But what makes a burger bad? Undercooked? Overcooked?
Probably, for me, overcooked.
Yeah.
Although if I did, yeah. How Americans eat those pink, like where it's still pink in the middle?
Oh, God, I hate that.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. At what point are you just walking through the grocery store? And you know how every now and again you'll see that person grocery shopping and they'll have like an open bag of Doritos in their cart that they're eating while they shop. How long will it be before you've just got some guy with a pound of lean ground beef gnawing on it like it's a Snickers?
Oh,
that's gross.
Yeah, just eating his future diarrhea. Ooh.
That's a band name.
That's a really good band name.
Future Diarrhea.
Mm.
Let's grab this. Hello?
You're talking about intimidating places?
Yeah, places that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's the automobile parts desk. I feel like I'm taking some sort of weird test that they're judging me. I don't know every specific thing about my vehicle.
Yeah, you're just in there for a headlight bulb, but they need to know, is that the dual overhead cam?
What?
Is that the four-cylinder or the six-cylinder? And I need a headlight bulb.
I need to know, is that the LX, SX, or the EX?
I don't know. It's blue.
Light bulb, please.
See, Cam's the same as us, knows nothing about his car.
Yeah, and I think someone else said oil changes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's another one where you just, like... They're like, do you want your new transmission fluid? And you're like, I don't know.
What about your muffler bearings? They look bad. We're underneath. We can see you need new muffler bearings.
Yeah. Your air filter needs to be replaced. And you're like, oh, my God, my air filter?
The minute I drive into one of those places, I am in defense mode. My shoulders, I'm just, ugh. I say no to everything except the oil change, the thing I came for. And then they make you do the whole thing where... Okay, left signal, and they're doing your light check all the way. It's like, no, I didn't come here for that. I did not come here for that.
I remember the last time, because I just got that new car, and so I had to go get an oil change for the first time, because I had free oil changes before.
Hmm.
So I was at oil change place, and they're like, so is this synthetic or non-synthetic? And that was another thing where I was like,
You couldn't answer.
No, and I felt so much shame, because it was just me and all the employees in there.
Yeah.
And I was the one who didn't know. What the difference is.
Things that make me uncomfortable. Picking up my dog's poop or standing there while he poops.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if he's really having to work on that one.
My dog, like, he gets into position.
Uh-huh. You know it's coming then?
To unleash hell. But then he starts, like, wandering. So he's, like, he's leaving, like, a trail of breadcrumbs. Like, you have to stop moving. And he won't stop moving. And it's the most embarrassing thing.
So why is it that everybody tells me to get a dog? All the things I hear about dogs is they're embarrassing.
They're very embarrassing.
Yeah.
But then you look in their dumb faces.
Oh. How about the bottle depot? What a terrifying place. Ah. I always feel like I'm doing something wrong. What? I've left a cap on a bottle and they notice and tell me off? Yeah. Or are you unloading the bottles too fast, too slow?
Yeah. I'm always too slow. And they're like, come on, more.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, gee, I can't keep up.
Man, oh man, people are uncomfortable just about every... Well, I get this one, though. Those kiosks in the middle of the shopping mall. Oh. I always walk past glued to my phone so they don't shout at me. That is my worst nightmare, too. But you know what's even worse, Bryce? As a bald guy, when you see them, they're handing out, like, hair care samples to everyone, and then they make eye contact with, and they just sort of sheepishly turn away. It's like, yeah, I know, I'm bald. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, I don't think I need your hair straightener.
Yeah. What if I walked up and demanded a sample, though? Would they give me a sample?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Can you imagine if you get rejected?
Oof. You and I both read this one and we both cringed. Being front row at a comedy show gives me anxiety. I don't want to be that guy who becomes a part of the comedian stage show. Yeah, the minute they start doing crowd work... Even if I'm sitting at the back of the room, I just start dying inside because I know it's going to go horrible for somebody, either the comedian or the guy in the crowd.
Yeah, and there's almost always someone at the near the front who gets up to go to the washroom partway through. Yeah. Then they just get like just annihilated by the comedian.
And it's not bad enough that you get called out or singled out during the crowd work. Usually during the, you know, the front end of the show. But then you'll also be the part of a callback later on in the show mm-hmm. where he'll single you out again. So the shame hits you twice in one show.
Yeah, you just finished your ground beef that you didn't cook. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now you're being shamed publicly.
Yeah, there's so many of these. Do we just keep reading them or not?
I do. It makes me realize that I just live a life of fear.
Yeah.
Because I agree with all of these so far, pretty much.
I am intimidated by the gym or anywhere athletic because I always feel like I'm wearing the wrong thing or using the equipment incorrectly. Clearly, I'm not much of an athlete. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can relate.
Yes.
The gym thing?
100%.
Am I using? What is this thing? Does my ass go here? Do my hands go here?
Yeah. Am I doing this right? My worst fear is that I'm at the gym huffing and puffing. Then someone comes over and is like, you know, this is for your arms, not your head. And I'm like, huh? And I turn around and everyone's just pointing and laughing.
There's some guy uploading the video right now to Facebook.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't even know how to work out. He's lame.
Oh, that's my worst fear. That's why I don't work out.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Okay, one more, two more.
Two more.
I'm intimidated by all the Italians at the Italian deli counter.
Oh.
I never know what all the meats are called and which ones are the most delicious, and I feel a lot of pressure and gazing eyes watching me. The deli counter is a pressure cooker.
Yeah, not even like in one at an Italian center like that.
No.
Where a lot of them just hang out for fun. But even just at a
Safeway. The grocery store, yeah.
At a grocery store.
Because first of all, you're this far apart. Like we're sitting 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've both got masks on and there's probably a sheet of plexiglass in front of the deli person. So you're yelling that you want like just the cheapest sandwich meat. I'll have the bologna. The what? The bologna? And then you have to repeat it even louder. And then the people behind you, they're judging you for ordering. Or you go with the mac and cheese loaf, whatever, the pimento loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, times are not going good for that guy.
Yeah. You're announcing the garbage you eat to an audience standing behind you.
And then the person behind the counter is like, how much would you like? And you're like, oh, 500? They're like, that's way too much.
500 grams of pimento loaf is a lot of pimento loaf, son.
Like, I have no way to gauge how much meat it is. So you're like, 400? Like, no, still
too high. Do you live alone? Yes. Then you probably want 150, 200 max. And then they're like, how would you like that sliced? And of course you're like, what? Sliced. How would you like it sliced? And then you go, well, for sandwich, okay, but thick. What's with all the questions? Just slice the meat off for me and send me on my way so I can go back to my car and cry.
Yeah. If I were president, there'd be one thickness for slicing meat at a deli.
Mm-hmm. One more. Cell phone stores.
Oh.
The plans and the prices are so confusing, I just end up signing whatever they put in front of me. Oh, my God. Have you ever tried to just walk into a cell phone store and go, yeah, I'd like to... I just want to find out if there's a better plan available for what I'm paying. You're better off just paying way more and leaving it alone than trying to adjust your plan because you're going to leave there confused.
And every single time I go in to get a new phone and they're like, okay, we'll just update your plan. And my plan always no longer exists.
Yes. Your plan. What?
Oh, that
I was just on it like 10 minutes ago before I walked in here.
Yeah. I just texted someone 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Oh, that plan doesn't exist. You need a new one. And it's like four times more expensive.
Well, it's a good thing I walked in here at the exact moment I did.
Oh,
yeah.
It is confusing.
I know. There's stuff missing from my plan that I used to have, but I just don't have the energy to call and get it replaced.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
Bryce?
Hmm.
I think the five-man electrical band said it best when they said, signs, everywhere signs, blocking out the scenery, wrecking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs?
Wow. That was beautiful.
Yeah. We were just talking the other day about rules, how there are so many rules. Everywhere there's a rule, a law. Maybe it's not a law, but just rules everywhere. And sometimes you just look at a rule and you're like, that doesn't apply to me.
Like, yeah, I'm above this.
Yeah, like that rule is stupid. That's for everybody else. Like wearing a mask in the hallway here at work.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine in high school, he used to go through four-way stops. Like this is incredibly irresponsible. And he'd be like, everyone else is stopping.
Wow.
Yes. He did that once when I was in his car. I never rode with that guy again.
I guess he's not wrong. It's weird how much sense it makes,
yeah,
but also how sideways it could go.
Another rule. Here we are early to mid-September, and I noticed yesterday you were wearing white shoes.
Yes.
After Labor Day?
I know.
You were wearing white Adidas yesterday. I wanted to say something, and then I thought, no. Who made up that rule? Why does Bryce Kelly have to adhere to a rule about white shoes after Labor Day?
Yeah, why is that a thing?
I don't know.
I didn't even think about it.
You're not supposed to wear white shoes, white pants, carry a white purse, wear a white belt.
Oh, that's too bad because I was going to wear white jeans with a white belt and a white shirt with my white sunglasses.
Yeah. Total radio sales guy look.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you wear white after Labor Day?
I do much worse. You know, since I've been an adult, I have yet to wait 20 minutes after eating before going for a swim.
You're going to get a cramp and you're going to drown.
I know, right? Like, what the hell were our parents thinking with that?
Well, and that only punished them because they'd be like, you got to wait 3 hours after you eat that sand. And it was like a long period of time they told you you had. And then you would just be in their hair at the beach or at the pool.
That's going, right. You were told 3 hours?
Oh, my God. I think it was like 2 or 3 hours. It was an insane amount of time.
My parents just said 20 minutes. I guess I got off easy, hey?
Maybe my parents loved me more than yours loved you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that just got real and real raw.
Yeah, anyway, I think it's the stupidest rule ever.
Yeah, okay. Hey, who is this?
This is Dennis.
Somebody said that the digestion time after eating before you go in the pool is so that kids won't puke, I say barf, in the pool. It's not about cramps and drowning at all.
Oh, I 100% thought it was cramps.
So did I.
So I'm like, hey, if you're in the middle of the ocean, you get all crampy.
You're just going to sink like a bloody stone.
Yeah, you're done. R.I.P. That's a wrap on you.
Maybe it is so the kids didn't puke in the pool. But I remember being at a lake and my parents were like, you can't go back in that lake for 4 hours. Why did my parents care if anybody puked in the lake? The fish crap in there.
Yeah.
Like if 10-year-old Garney Andrews puked in there, would it be the end of the world?
Huh. Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Garner and Bryce, I grew up with a pool in my backyard. Humble brag.
Must be nice.
Anyways, I went swimming once too soon after eating, and I barfed in the pool.
Ew.
So maybe that's why the rule exists. Ha ha, Heather. Huh.
Okay. Then they'd have to do that thing where they have to drain the pool, like they do when a kid makes a toozie.
A code brown?
Apparently that's more of a common thing than you'd think at like public pools.
Oh, I know. And can you imagine, what would be worse, being the person that toozied in the pool or the parents of the person that toozied in the pool, because there is so much shame. Those parents are being judged so hard.
Oh, because the kid, you could be like, oh, that kid's 3. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
But the parent, shame, shame.
Double shame.
Oh.
Now we have to drain the pool. That doesn't really, I need some work.
There's something there.
Can we all just admit, too, that barf is a way funnier word than puke? It is.
It is. I do like barf better than puke, although puke is no slouch.
Oh, no, no, it's fine. Like if all of a sudden barf ceased to exist, I'd be okay moving over to puke.
Yeah, if someone says to you, oh, I think I'm going to puke, you're like, ooh, let me help you get to a washroom or let me get you a bucket. Someone says, I think I'm going to barf.
You're like, you grab some popcorn. It's like you're going to watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barf is a funny word because barf, it sounds like bark, but puke sounds like cute. And
this is good. I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this.
I think we need to have a debate. Barf versus puke. My money is on barf.
I like barf too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is podcast time well spent.
Hey, how about waiting at a red light when it's late at night and you're the only vehicle on the road?
Oh,
I do this all the time.
I do too. Because, you hit a red light, you look around, there's not a soul to be seen. You're like, not my watch. Then you plow through it and you never feel more alive.
Oh, I know. And it's, I always think back to the light I go through every morning. Of course, I stop first and then I creep forward into the intersection, make sure there are no lights coming from far, far away. And then I just go right through the light. There used to be a stop sign there. There wasn't a light there before. So I'm grandfathered in on the stop sign as opposed to the traffic light.
I like to assume when I do it that somewhere there's a girl watching who's just has to start fanning herself afterwards because I'm such a bad boy.
She loves the bad boy.
Yeah. She just sees me breaking the law.
I don't want to see you doing that at 3 in the afternoon on a busy street.
No.
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 This is from RB. I think the white shoes, white pants, white purse thing is something that the media latched onto. I don't care what page the calendar is on. If I like something, I wear it. I don't care.
Oof, RB playing by his or her own rules.
Yeah. The rule, I don't care about that rule, the white after Labor Day thing. And maybe that is a media thing.
Maybe that's
something that was just made up for movies.
It's probably the old version of Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh.
Where it became a thing just so people had something to talk about after Labor Day.
Yeah. White can be worn again after Easter if you wear white. Yuck, Denise. Okay, so there we go.
What?
You can't wear it again until Easter.
What? That's a long spell without wearing white.
Suddenly I don't even care about talking about this anymore. Melanie, she's a rule breaker. I don't pair up my socks. It's a huge waste of time.
Oh, my.
Agreed. Unless you're wearing shorts and you're wearing one knee high and one of those weird Converse socks that goes inside your shoe, then it's just a weird look. You look like you have one sock on.
Yeah, you look like you don't have your life together at that point.
Yes.
Disheveled is the word I would use.
I call it more of a shipwreck survivor look. What about, did you ever, like the rule too, do you remember the sticker that used to be on the video tape that you'd rent?
Like, oh, Be Kind, Please Rewind?
Yeah, and then sometimes there was We Charge $1 for people who don't rewind.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody ever get fined that? Like, did you ever go back the next time to the Blockbuster to rent Jurassic Park only to have to pay an extra dollar because you didn't rewind Weird Science?
I don't remember ever being fined, but I do remember living in fear of that.
Yeah.
To the point that I think we actually bought one of those separate rewind machines that rewinds things faster.
Oh, my God. And it looked like a little car?
Yeah.
Does your parents still have that?
I doubt it.
I feel like there was a Thighmaster, a fake plant, and a video cassette rewinder in every single garage sale through the late 90s and into the mid 2000s. Every garage sale had that little car tape rewinder thing.
Man, that thing was cool.
Oh. Somebody said, I worked at Blockbuster. We fined people for not rewinding their videos. I also wrote off my dad's $200 late fee fine. Huh.
How do you get a $200 late fee?
I thought you worked at Blockbuster, not Nepotism Video.
How can you charge? Because, like, what would a new movie cost if you had to replace it?
Well, back in the day, they were expensive. Because you have to remember, like, a video store used to get the video weeks, months before you could get the video, before you could go to Walmart or whatever and buy it. So they were very expensive. So they'd buy them directly from the movie company or the distributor, and they'd probably pay a couple $100 a tape for the movies that they were renting out.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What a business model.
I know. It's not like they just went to Walmart and spent $17 on Weekend at Bernie's and then started renting it out. Weekend at Bernie's was probably $300.
Like, that's what I assumed. They're charging $200 for a movie that would cost you $15 at the store.
Yeah. This is from Brian. I still have a box of VHS tapes that will never be rewound because I refuse to conform.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holding on to that. What a bad boy.
Let me grab this. Hello?
Garner.
Hello?
Hey, man. The VHS rewind topic.
Yeah. Did you ever have to pay a fine for not rewinding your video before you took it back to the store?
Well, funny story. Buddy of mine had his girlfriend at the time throw him a VHS tape he was trying to return from a balcony, and it took off in the wind and went sailing across the parking lot and exploded in a million pieces. And they tried to tell him that it was a new release, and based on all the revenue they were going to get from that tape, he owed them $400.
Wow.
Yeah. So he takes this thing in pieces, and they're like, unless you can return that in its original condition, that's a $400 bill. So he goes home, he takes apart an old VHS tape, rebuilds the case, rewinds the tape all back together. I think he had to splice the tape back together too, and returned it. And they're like, yeah, good enough.
Saved himself $400.
Saved himself $400.
See, that's sort of what I was just talking about a few minutes ago. Back in the day, there'd be a gap, like between a month or two between the time you could start renting a movie and you could actually buy it for your own collection. So they were a lot more money.
Wow.
It was a stupid amount of money.
It was a simpler time back then.
Uh-huh.
When your biggest fear was not rewinding the tape, or not just not getting the tape back in time.
One more. On Red Bull cans, they say not to mix with alcohol. What does the human race do? Make Jaeger bombs. Holly. No kidding.
Yeah, they do say that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, and I've definitely not listened to that
before. Oh, how about this one? For rules that nobody follows, on the box of Q-tips, it specifically says that if you're not supposed to poke
your ear, yeah, that's true.
Well,
you're not supposed to use Q-tips to clean
your
ears.
Ear canal.
Yeah.
Well, then what is the point of a Q-tip? Am I doing it wrong? Or no. Is that just corporate ass covering?
I think it's ass covering.
Yeah.
But Q-tips, I think they're actually meant to be used for different things, but we just started shoving them in our ears.
Oh, okay.
Because it pushes the earwax in, then you get compacted earwax and have to get cleaned out.
And that feels good. Have you ever had that done?
I have had that done, actually.
It's the best feeling ever.
It's
Go
gross.
Get your ears drained. It is gross.
But it feels good.
It's like I've talked about this before, too. I got my ears drained in a doctor's office in Kelowna, and so much stuff came out, it looked like an episode of Deadliest Catch. where the swells are 30 to 50 feet high and they're on the deck trying to get all the crab pots back on board again. Everybody's falling and slipping. That's what it looked like.
I had it done once. And just the noise it made when it went like tink into the little glass.
Oh, yeah. And you've got to look. You've got to look.
Oh, you have to look. And then you just hear it like you're hearing for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I should get my ears clean right now.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
So this topic kind of spun out of the rule breaker topic. This is probably my greatest pet peeve. This will make me want to break up with you as a friend quicker than anything else. When you're consistently late for things.
When you're tardy to the party.
Oh my God. I hate that. And I do understand that from time to time, you know, you're sitter is late or your car broke down or something, but I'm talking about those people that no matter what you do, they will always be an hour late. It's so disrespectful.
Yeah. I pride myself on being actually very punctual.
Me too.
I always say if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late.
Yeah. Unless you're coming to my house, don't come early. Thank you.
Well, that's true.
Nobody likes that.
No.
Like you might still be wearing your, I don't know, your sweatpants you've had since junior high with the blown out crotch and one flip flop, and you still have to shower and make yourself pretty, but all of a sudden your guests are there 40 minutes early. They're like, oh yeah, we just thought we'd come. No, what? No. That's just as bad.
It is. It really is. And I can't stand people that are late. And really, I'm losing patience with people who are just slow.
Yeah.
Like we know a guy. May or may not used to work in this building.
Who may or may not have been on this podcast once or twice.
Yeah. Great guy. Salt of the earth.
How's it going, man? I'm just saying hi to him right now because he's probably listening.
He could be.
He moved to another city.
Yeah.
Still works for the same company.
He does.
How's it going?
So he's one of these guys where we'll be out at a bar, me and someone else, and we're like, hey, he should join us. So then we text him, be like, we're over here. Come have a drink. And he'll be like, all right. I just need to go home first and change and do my hair and maybe have a quick shower. 90 minutes later, he'll come rolling up.
Just as you're paying your tab and going home.
Where are you? We left an hour ago.
Yeah.
He's one of those people, and it drives me crazy.
This one. My friend and her husband, if we make plans to meet up at 7, they show up at 8. If we say 8, they show up at 9. As a rule, they're an hour late for everything. They don't see a problem with it. It makes my husband and I furious. Name withheld. And I say to that, you need new friends. That is a deal breaker for me. And like I said, occasionally stuff will come up, but that just proves they have no respect for you or your time. They're not good friends. Get rid of them. Your time is worth something.
Because the easy answer would be just start lying to them and saying that your reservations are an hour earlier than they actually are.
But should you have to play that game? They're not toddlers.
No, you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's the part that drives me nuts.
Just cut them. 86 them from your life.
You know what? That is people who are trying to keep upper hand. Like they're trying to push, they're trying to keep you down by making you wait. That's what, and I will not tolerate that.
It's called control, and they want it.
Oh, my God. One more, and then we got to go. Hi.
I had a friend who, my son lost his cell phone, and she had her daughters on Marketplace one day. So I messaged her and said, yeah, we'll come and pick it up. And she said, no, I'll come and drop it off today at 4:30 at your house. So 4:30 comes, and then it's like 9 p.m., and then I texted her, you know, what's up, you know? Oh, I was busy. Do you want me to bring it over tomorrow morning at 9? And I said, sure, that would be great. 9 o'clock comes, and nothing. And then it was 11 in the morning when we texted her and called her, and still nothing. And then I called her out, not on with her name, on Facebook, and then that's when she got back to us. 2 days in a row getting stood up, wanting to buy something from her, and not, you know, we were going to pay the full price that they wanted for that phone. And, yeah, and that ended our friendship.
Ooh, the friendship ended because she...
The 24-year-old friendship ended, and she ended it because she stood me up 2 days in a row. You know, like, why? Why can't you, you're always on your phone. Why can't you text me and say, oh, something came up?
Especially if they're one of those people that doesn't understand, you can turn off message read. You know, the read receipts?
Oh, and yeah.
I got some friends who, I know you've read the message because I got a message back saying you read it. Or Facebook Messenger, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
Yeah, there's no way to turn that off. So yeah, I know you got the message. Where are you?
Thanks for listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of The Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.